I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. I hope we haven't lost you, my little Drundle Files. We had a little hiatus with the Drundle Cast, but we're back with our usual attic-based After Dark Gorge down the grease-slicked halls of this troll we call home. Well, my little pizza beasts, let's slither our way into the belly of Trundle Manor, where all the tastiest things lie. Don't worry, I'll hold your pepperoni.
I am not the bad guy.
Let's get started.
You once thought I was. I am not the one who drove you into dark and lost. You cannot decipher.
Welcome to Velda's Movie Trivia Vault, where I'm going to give you the answer to last week's question, which was, who was Angelica Houston's unlikely inspiration for her portrayal of Morticia Adams in the Adams Family movie from 1991? And the answer is, she watched Grey Gardens, a 1970s documentary about Big and Little Edie Beale, the eccentric, demented aunt and cousin of Jackie Kennedy, who lived in a decaying mansion. Thank you, Trundle Files.
No. Like a knife cut into your skin and knock out the old crap.
Good evening, Drundle Files. This is Mr. Arm. We realize it's been quite a long time since the last Trundle Cast. We hope that you haven't been up to anything that would restrict your internet access. So I want to give you a few excuses as to why we weren't around. See, we had Pizza Fest to get ready for, and there's something that all folks at Trundle Manor love, and that's the taste of a greasy, grimy pizza. So I made a few trophies for the winner of the Miss Pizza Pinup contest. I also made a trophy for Zombo, who was putting on the show, so that he could give it out to the best pizza place that was going to be there. So that was our major thing, and it was one of our first selling events of the year. So we had a lot to get ready for. Immediately after that, we had to finish putting together the limousine, because you see, I felt that it wasn't befitting a man of the manor to drive that horrible chunk of shit around. The new interpretation is flat black, obviously, but now we've got two stack pipes sticking out of the hood that are the primary exhaust. You see, I had a bit of a leak in the exhaust pipes, and I couldn't have that. I didn't want to sound like trash. I wanted to sound like the hot rod god that I am. Also, the duck from Death Proof is now my hood ornament. That was a Christmas present that finally got its use. So, folks, if you see that black machine driving around, feel free to wave or throw something dead at me. I hope that you enjoy this Trundle Cast, because we had to put it aside, as I said, for our other event that we were working on, Atrocities. Some good friends allowed us in and thought that our bizarre wares would be kind of fitting. Now, Atrocities is one hell of a show. This time, it was centered around witchcraft. It's mostly some sort of a burlesque vaudevillian show, with dancing, singing, and the most endearing creeps that Pittsburgh has to offer performing for you. On the sides were vendors, sort of like us, in their own ways. We had to get a few things ready for that. Velda made some more cake boxes that were designed to keep your delicates in place. I made some myrrh squirrels. I know that we added a little bit of the interview process that we had during maybe a news break with some of our taxidermists that helped us with these creations. At least they helped us cut the faces off of a few squirrels that I had hiding in my freezer. I put them together with the tails of fish and the heads of squirrels, and out popped some bizarre interpretations of mermaids. They sold immediately before the show even opened, so it was worth it. So you see, Trundle Files, we had a few things to take care of that didn't include me sitting in front of a computer screen for hours on end setting up the show. But we're back, and I want you to listen to this little filler as we get ready for Pizza Fest. We talk about what we have to do, and we have our friend Derek on to try to figure out what questions I should be asking our pizza pinups. All right, Trundle Files, let's get back into it. Lay down on the table. I've got my knives all sharpened. I'm not sure what procedure I'm going to do on you this time, but I'm sure it will enhance something. Okay, here we go. Snack attack. That's funny for us because we're not violent towards each other.
And we don't do heroin.
Yeah. 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 Oh, look. I can do this.
Yeah, does it feel good?
I don't have to sit all the fuck up on it.
I'm gonna get my water. It's right
in the middle. Okay. Fudge. Fudge. Fudge.
Fudge.
No, I'm just talking about fudge.
Oh, you're making me want fudge.
I want fudge time. So... buttons.
So buttons.
That's old school. That's old school talk. Oh, hey, baby.
Hello.
What did Trundle Manor do this week? What did you just do right now?
I just did a tour for this girl and her family. She had seen us, I want to say 3 years ago, maybe, at HauntCon, which we did in Monroeville. It was a haunted house industry show that was a random occurrence for us to be at, but I think it was probably our most successful.
Was it them or was it me that got us invited to that? Because when the traveling show was going, I had a penchant for convincing people it was a good idea to have the traveling show there.
I think that was one of those where we were entertainment, but we should set up for free.
Yeah.
That was a great little con you had going. It got us into many a thing.
I know. I kind of wish that we kept it going just for that reason.
I know. Now I don't want to pay for tables.
Well, why would we pay to sell our merchandise when we're a show unto itself?
Well, we kind of talked about that a bit, me and this girl's dad, because they go to Monster Bash all the time. And they asked if we were going. I said we were considering it, but, he's like, oh, the circus tent would do very well there. Oh, fuck.
I know.
Do you want to help us?
Yeah. Send that little girl. She can lift all the 200-pound trunks.
She can put that 12-foot circus tent up by herself. We'll be over here with drinking. That'd be great.
Yeah, let's just do that. It's a shame that we let the traveling show go, but there's no fucking way that I wanted to keep
it. Couldn't keep going.
It wasn't
in that format.
It was cool in concept, but for some reason, I didn't think it was that cool of an idea once it was going. I didn't think that people thought that, you know?
I felt like we were a band that had to be our own roadies and everything, and we had maybe 3 fans, but they never came to anything, so there's really no fucking point.
Yeah, they just wanted us to keep going just out of nostalgia.
Out of, hey, that's a cool thing you do.
Yeah.
Well, great, show us, because we want to kill ourselves right now. This is really terrible.
Yeah, come and help and make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the way most of the traveling show ended up running, which it really was a goddamn shame, because... I had such high hopes. I thought, we're going to get our entertainment friends involved and, they'll want to busk with us and just, set up in weird little towns and, it would afford vacations and just fun stuff, Not that we, ever expected to make like tons of money, but we just wanted it to pay for the trip.
That was always the hope. And maybe it would have been different if you and I were performers too. Yeah. So we could at least have been out there on the sidewalk with a hat or something, and then if they go in the tent, whatever. Yeah. It's a secondary thing. But you know.
Yeah, we aren't that much fun, other than laughing at drunks.
We're behind the scenes people.
Yeah, we're good at making stuff. We're just not good at being stuff. But I just did speaking of being stuff, a movie came filmed a scene here, and I guess they're going to set up or, you know, show their film at Sundance and stuff. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like
exciting.
A box office kind of movie, but it seemed really cool, and it's... I had a hard time grasping what it was about, but it was about this guy that is being followed by a film crew, and then it was a documentary about the documentary film crew following this guy that was doing a documentary on this guy. So I got really confused as to what...
I'm confused right now.
I don't know how to explain it. I was excited about it, but I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
So they had limited time, and we had an SSOA meeting that night. So I didn't want to step on those toes, so I left work early. And they wanted our place to be scary land, scary town, whatever.
Okay.
It was a really not unique name, but I think that's the way that movie works. I think it's supposed to be kind of goofy. And they wanted me to be the owner of Scary Town. And I only had one stupid little line, but I got to use our opening case in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to open that real slowly and scare the main character.
Oh, that's perfect.
And apparently they're going to have a scene of him running down the street with a torch, freaking out because he couldn't stay in the house.
Aw. If only people did that in real life.
Yeah. And, you know, I opened the front door to them using the Bronco for a scene, and they said, "We've been looking everywhere because we're supposed to..." Like, he somehow got talked into doing a car commercial, like, and we said, "Well, let's just make it the shittiest car commercial we can." So they were using the Bronco, and they said, "We've been looking for something this entire shoot, and it's just right here."
That's hilarious. Well, good. Ryan's truck was in a shoot. Yeah. It had a purpose after all.
Yeah.
In our life.
and we've been talking about Ryan's truck a little bit lately because it's finally nice enough for us to go outside. And
it's been so beautiful this weekend. Oh my god, we needed it so much.
Yeah, my beard keeps hitting this and that's bothering me.
Beard problems.
Fucking beard problems.
I don't have a beard hitting my microphone.
Oh, hold on. There you go.
That's there you. Go. That's your hand. I don't have a beard.
I'm your beard. That's the joke. That's the joke.
Aw.
I'm my little lesbian. what the fuck was I talking?
I don't know.
Ryan's truck. Ryan's
truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm itchy, too. My hand is itchy. Okay. Ryan's truck has been a staple in our yard for the past about year. Ryan was a really close... He got close really quickly with us.
And he lived with us for a month.
He was a good friend. He lived with us for a month. And he ended up getting killed by a horrible person. And all this stuff that I'm not going to talk about. But we ended up with his truck because I told his mom that, I'd take it since she couldn't find anyone to sell it. And I told her...
It was in progress, too, of him working on it. Yeah. So it wasn't a finished truck.
I wanted to try to get something done on it, but the issue is we have so many projects ourselves that now...
Yeah.
And I kept...
Since the hot rod was running.
Yeah. And I kept trying to think about it, and it kind of just kept making me sad to think about working on it without him.
Sure.
So I'm trying to find a way to... I guess get rid of it to some extent. Give it to either a good home or someone that'll use.
Preferably somebody who'll work on it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's describe a solid it a little bit here if anyone's listening.
Yeah, it's a very solid Ford Bronco truck.
70 something, right?
Yeah, I think so. But it's the atypical Bronco mud raker. You know, giant tires and removable back cap and.
It's huge. It's like, I don't even know how many feet tall.
Yeah, it's really tall. We've been using it as a fence.
Yeah, in the corner of our yard.
In the corner of the yard. And it's, like, I've crawled underneath, and you'd think a mud truck would be rusted out or, you know, what. There's not a speck of rust through on the thing. There's no flaking rust, you know. It's just
that. And he had that thing in Alaska, didn't he?
Yeah, he had that for quite a long time. Yeah. And, but, you know, there's some body rust happening a little bit, but. You know, that's to be expected at any old car that's not driven every day and cleaned. But if anybody's interested, contact us at the TrundleCast at TrundleManor.com and let me know. I'm sure the three people that listen to this have no use for a Bronco, but if you do,
if you know someone,
find someone that has an interest. So just let us know. But anyway, so we're bouncing around a bunch of topics. Mm-hmm. Last week's Trundle cast was a little late and had a flub up, which I'm still trying to fix today. And where I thought that I had fitted in a chunk of audio and I just dimmed the music and let that play for about 2 and some minutes. So that was my stupid mistake. And of course, Valda didn't tell me about it until way late in the game when I had no time to fix it.
I listened to it on my way home from work and forgot all about it. But
you should have texted me immediately.
I should have.
Immediately. Rub my failures in my face. Or
you're rubbing
else.
My failures in my face right now.
Yeah, I know. See? That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want.
Oh.
Do for me what I do for you. Make me feel terrible. Is what I'm saying.
I'm going to make you feel ice cream so you make me feel ice cream. Is that how this works? I do something to you so you do it back to me?
Yeah.
I can, ice cream. Yeah. Sorry.
The dead air of ice cream rubbings.
Yeah. Yeah, it was late because we have a lot going on. And
we have so much going on.
The end of this week is Pizza Fest, which I think is our biggest next go-to.
I've got so much to do for that. I got to make a trophy. Mm-hmm. We got to get all our stuff together. You got to make a pizza sash.
Which I'm working on today.
And we got to come up with some good way to have people vote on the pizza pinup girl. And are we going to try to do some kind of calendar with the girls? We have to come up with something that they can fill out. Maybe I'll just put on the fill out form for the pizza girl.
That's good.
And she can write it in and then check if she wants to be contacted about the calendar.
That's a great idea. Within
I'll just put it all on one stupid thing.
That's good. Because if they're interested in that, then they'll be interested in the calendar. Our idea, did we mention it already on the air?
I don't know.
Remember.
Go ahead.
Our idea is to have a pizza pinup girl calendar where it is essentially pretty ladies eating pizza and being very excited about it. And we thought that it could appeal to everybody because we could have
pizza.
I mean, pizza, because we could have pizza. And even vegans like pizza.
Mm-hmm. And we thought, like, well, we can appease the pizza shops and say, well, if you want to sponsor the calendar, we'll shoot at your pizza shop.
With your pizza
girl,
an advertisement for your product.
Mm-hmm, with your pizza, even though it's not easy to tell one pizza from the next sometimes in Pittsburgh because there's so many pizzas. But we'll do that anyway.
And
then they can sell it at their pizza shop.
Yeah, you get them at wholesale prices and have them for sale all year round. And what old bastard, fat, sweaty Italian man doesn't want beautiful girls in black leather slobbering
you
over pizza?
You are stereotyping us.
I'm not being racist about Italians. I'm just picturing this thing in my mind.
Yeah.
It's very cartoonish what I'm picturing.
Right.
But
Life
I figured,
beater,
yeah,
pizza stains,
flour in his
it.
Chest hair.
You're just describing Vinny.
I am.
Vincent's Pizza.
I definitely am.
Who passed away years ago, but he was the atypical pizza man. So
he had cigarette ashes in the pizza oven, the secret ingredient they used to say. Yeah. But no, I figured we could have that. We could have all different looking girls because it would be wrong if we only had skinny girls doing this because. Fat girls love pizza. So that could appeal to the body positive feminist types, and it could appeal to the old pizza shop guy types, and literally everybody would be happy.
Yeah,
this,
we're talking about getting Jimmy Z, our new photographer buddy, involved, because he's pretty good at shooting people. If any of you saw the photographs from Perkins' birthday and Mr. Arm's birthday, then you got to see some of Jimmy's work. And we thought he'd be pretty good for getting this involved. So I was thinking, what if we tried to call him and see if he could, shoot over for... Did this pause?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
Shit, when did it...
Oh, no, it's recording.
Weird.
Screw you, computer. I bet you... Anyway. Yeah, it's searching for files and backup. I'm going to cut this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
This is stupid. 4 hours. Fuck you. Fuck you, Carbonite. I don't know how to work without taxing your entire computer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I was thinking was we can get Jimmy Z to, do you think he'd want to come over and like do a quick shoot with you on the pizza bed that we could just have
as an example?
Big print that we can have out there during Pizza Fest.
And we ought to get it like done right away. Of it. Can we get prints?
You could sign them, yeah.
I would be more than happy to sign them. Yeah. Yes, I want to do this.
You can get the autograph of Trundle Manor's personal pizza queen.
if there's time this week, I say let's definitely do that.
Okay, well, grab my phone and text him while we're talking about stuff.
Okay.
I like to make you do that. It's funny.
I'm the secretary right now.
Who was it that we had over? Oh, Jamie and Amanda, who are a hilarious couple when they're together.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie pulls out a notebook and he goes, here, make a note about this. What the hell was it? I'll write down his information. She goes, why don't you just write it down? You're not doing anything. I like when she calls him on it. It makes me funny.
She does. She always does, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. They're a good couple. We haven't had them on the podcast either. Yeah.
No, we should have them. Do you have his phone?
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah.
No, Messenger.
Oh, Facebook. Oh.
Facebook Messenger. Hit the home screen.
Thank you. I know.
And then
you hit
the messaging screen. There you go. But, okay, so we've got to get that involved. We just started working on the limousine this weekend, which, you know, it was hard. I was hard-pressed to get people to help me to work on that. But the people I did get to help were really cool. Alex, a friend from mom and dad's side of the world from a while ago, and I got him to come up and help me sand and paint and get started on that. And originally, I was supposed to have a friend of mine help me rip out the exhaust and fit it with the new exhaust that's supposed to come out of the hood, which I'm sure that we talked about on here at some point. And that fell through, so I tried to do it myself. And once I got one side of the exhaust off, after breaking a few bolts straight off, I realized that it was the wrong exhaust that they sent me.
Of course it was.
So that was terrible and terrifying, because now we don't have our standard limousine, and I keep forgetting to go down and plug in the charger. So I'm going to have to do that after this.
Yep, that's on the list.
Now that there's no people around. But it's really upsetting because it's a project that I really wanted to do. I still want to do it.
It's a really neat project. I mean, the limousine itself already looks so much cooler now that we've painted it flat black. So I'm really excited to see what this will be.
That's what we did. We ended up painting it all flat black except for the chrome, the silver chrome on the bottom because it's a Fleetwood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still haven't even put on the rubber ducky hood ornament yet, but the hood's going to get a hole treatment, I suppose. I haven't painted that because I wanted to save painting it until I get the whole giant holes cut into it.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Texted.
Message done. But, so that was a big project. Since it was so fucking nice yesterday, we just thought we had to... And it was a fun, drunken day. And the other guy that helped us was our friend Derek. And he's an awesome dude who does
special effects,
and he's got his own shop and a whole bunch of different stuff. And we might possibly get him involved in the Corinthian project, so maybe look for him on any of those things.
I heard you guys talking about a car club thing too, because he's got that. Was it a milk truck or a delivery truck or something?
Yeah, he's got a. You know, he said it's not that old and it doesn't have that many miles in it, but.
Make something really neat for it.
But yeah, it's really cool because it's all just aluminum, but it's not painted. It's just all aluminum. And it's really cool looking. And it looks like it'd be a lot of fun to drive. And he wants a Mad Max that too.
Perfect.
So, you know, I thought, well, maybe we should start up another car club. And we, you know, yesterday was such a fun drunken day. All three of us just
we ended up making burgers at the end. Crazy delicious drunk. Burgers.
But like happy crazy drunk, which is, I feel like it's been a while since we've been that.
Motivated drunk.
So we were drinking and working on the car, and even Velda was helping with the painting.
I gave six tours. I painted a limousine flat black while wearing a velvet evening gown, and I got some napping.
Some napping. Were you napping when we came back from Lowe's?
I was.
I figured. That's why nothing was done.
A lot was done.
Look at that red spike from me laughing at you.
No, when you guys came home, I guess it was him that had come up to the bathroom, and I heard some male voice that I assumed was you, and it was that whole, ugh, type waking up situation. And he's like, what? And I'm like, oh, you're not Anton, and you're home, and I'm asleep. Oh, shit. It took me like 3 minutes to get back to normal.
Who was at the tour?
No, Derek, when you guys had come back.
Oh, when we came back.
I didn't fall asleep for a tour, no.
Oh.
Midday napping. There was too much talking to people and too much liquor. I needed to be unconscious.
Yeah. By the end of the night, we ate our delicious hamburgers and macaroni and cheese, and I passed out on the floor, and hopefully he went home soon.
He did. He wouldn't finish his friggin' beer. I'd yell at him. Stop. I want to sleep, too.
Nice. Yeah, I just couldn't. Couldn't keep up. That was the end of it. End of the day. But it's, that part's done, and it looks really badass. So that's been worked on.
Mm-hmm.
We should put some shag in the car, you know, for the dashboard. Because right now it's all blue inside, but wouldn't it be cool if it had, like, a monster green shag
dashboard?
Ooh,
that would be very cool.
I think that we have fur from when we were going to do shit to the Hot Rod or the Thunderbird. I can't remember that one.
I think I remember seeing either
we
black or
some,
purple,
like, purple
shag.
Purple fur.
That was not with me, but I remember seeing some at the old Drifters merch table. I think maybe Mom has some.
Okay. Let's just see if she still has it, because we can throw that on the dashboard.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool. I can't wait to drive that car again. I'm so mad that those pieces didn't come in.
I know.
The other thing that we worked on this week, well, that was the main thing, but now we're trying to do some stuff for Atrocities and Pizza Fest. Atrocities is coming up too, so
next weekend
we've got to cut up a whole bunch of fish and sew them to a bunch of things, and I don't know.
I'm hopefully going to make some type of, some kind of costume piece, I'm hoping. I don't know. I'm just rambling right now.
Yeah.
I want to have something good.
Yeah. It's, I feel like we have to try to step up our game, even though we haven't given ourselves a lot of time.
Yeah.
I miss that working crew that was able to get us motivated into making shit for stuff like this.
It was pretty great.
Yep. That's why we haven't done very much since then.
Yeah.
Where are you folks? Oh, well. If anybody out there wants to work on stuff, I think some of the people that come over and want to work on stuff with us don't know what that means anymore. Like, I want to work on stuff, but really that just means they want to come over and drink.
They want to come over here and chain smoke and order Taco Bell.
Yeah.
While we work.
And we need so much more than that.
Yeah.
Know?
I mean, of course we want to slack off and hang out too, but you're here to help us
get motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know who you are. Actually, I'm not sure who we're talking about.
I don't know. You in general.
You in general. The royal you. Is that a thing?
I think I've heard Polly say
royal
that.
Royal you. I gotta put thingies in here. That's another thing I'm working on. The podcasting desk. I'm drilling holes in old-ass desks and breaking shit. And it's getting obnoxious because nothing is working properly. So if you hear me fucking around with stuff, that's what it is. Well, we have Sharon Bergmark brought her mom over.
Right, that was yesterday.
And, yeah, I'm excited about the car club talk.
Oh, we're having the closing party for Sharon's show Friday.
Her closing,
which is the day before Pizza Fest.
Friday.
That is going to be an open mic night, which she's very excited about. So it could be anything. It could be music, comedy, poetry.
Limericks. Dirty jokes.
Getting naked and doing some weird performance art. Whatever.
That has very little to do with a microphone, and let's keep it that way.
Yeah, please. These are our microphones. They're near our faces. We don't want them soiled.
Yes.
But
keep talking into the microphone.
Feel
don't,
free
don't
to have
don't look at me.
No, we're just looking for anybody to open mic it and make us a weird, entertaining, beatnik-esque type evening.
Yeah. So that's pretty good for our roundup this week. I don't think that we don't have a lot of stuff. We're getting a little bit more mellowed out and we're having a little bit more fun. The SSOE meeting was a bit more laid back. I think we just watched Batman.
We did watch Batman.
But it was good to reconnect with some people. And yeah, well, that's what I wanted. but that's the insides of Trundle Manor for this week. It was more laid back and more entertaining for us than it normally is.
Thanks for listening to our insides.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, And we will talk to you again on the next Trendlecast. Did you have anything else that you want to talk about?
No.
I mean, I couldn't really think of anything.
I didn't write anything down, but that was good. That was sufficient.
Yeah, we crammed it in. The last one was so long.
Yeah.
This is only like 20 minutes of us talking this question. So that's what's been going on with the Trendle crew. Well, I think they could have been making better use of the time, but who am I to say? Just a voice in his head, aren't I? Up next, I think we'll delve into what makes the questions for pizza pinups. I'm very curious what the manor's inhabitants decide to ask of our lovely ladies. Who knows? Maybe it's how you'll find a mate. Keep these questions in mind. Put them in your pocket. Bring them out at the right time. Well, here we go. So last night when we started recording, I didn't plug those in yet. So
no.
We were only recording.
So can we still hear all that went on? Because
I don't know yet.
God, we have to listen to it. I really hope it got captured.
It was
so
like
good.
The intros.
Okay. Not the intense stuff when that guy started crying.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
remember
it got weird.
Yeah. Our, say something. Yeah. What do you think the microphone's there for? Say something, because... Oh, there's a switch on it. Switch the switch. That's the
on's better. Probably more. On's probably better?
Usually.
Yes, right. On is good.
On is good.
Okay. Let's... I ate too many macaroni and cheeses.
Did you?
So, we're just going to do a short roundup, because I think that there's a really long... interview that we have to post the entire thing for.
Yeah, we can't skip any of that. That was too good.
And it's all about the hauntings at Toronto Manor. So, we're going to talk about that. We've got our good friend Derek here. Who,
hello.
There you go. Who helped me work on the limousine and is hopefully going to help us work on the Corinthian project.
Yes.
When we get that going. We sort of screwed him over by pretending like we were going to have a meeting and then not doing it and now being sleepy.
And
I hope he doesn't hate us too much. But so now we're podcasting. And we figured what we're working on now is Pizza Fest.
Yes, the Pizza Fest.
We thought we'd do this live, our brainstorming session on... well, we're going to ask the pinup contest girls. Where are you going? Where's she going?
Anyway. Did we get booze?
No.
Darn.
If you want booze.
No. No.
We normally do this drunk. Just yesterday kicked our ass a little bit.
I had to grab my pizza girl questions because I wrote down a few last night.
Oh, yeah. We should write down the rest of them coming up, too.
Yes. Do you have a writing utensil? Because I left mine in there.
Mine is downstairs. There might be some down here. Derek, talk about stuff. Fill up the face.
Oh, stuff. There's lots of stuff.
Talk about what you do.
Yes.
Right now I'm trying to get my studio together for special effects.
Awesome.
So I make masks and do little sculptures and strange things like that. So obviously I'm naturally attracted to Toronto Manor. No. You know, now that I come on here, I'll be able to start jarring my own things and...
Hell yes.
Going back for more taxidermy lessons and things like that.
Now, do you do sculptures that are, and masks and stuff that are available to buy?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know, commission work as well.
Tell Very the people cool. all about the things that they can buy. You know, where they can buy them.
All sorts of things. You can look at me on Facebook, as well as the studio, which is Hexed House Studios.
How do you spell that?
H-E-X-E-D.
Hexed.
House okay. Studios.
Cool. Yes.
So the Cursed House Studios.
Cool.
And, yeah. You can check me out, Derek Ledbetter, on Facebook. I have some of my work there, and then some work from other artists on the Facebook page. Haven't done the website, and I don't think I've updated the Facebook page since we did Zombie Fest.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
That's a bit ago.
I've been remodeling the shop.
Yeah.
Making it look nice.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of the floor. It looks good.
Yeah. It's way better than it was.
Yeah.
You know, it went through the Millvale flood.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
God.
About 3 or 4 feet of water.
Jeez.
So it was nice and smelly, I'm sure.
There were still parts of the wood that were wet when I peeled it up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was gross.
Ugh.
How many years ago was that flood?
I forget what they said.
Many.
5 or 4.
Sounds about right.
But the carpet's been in there since before
10 years
I
worth
was
of
alive,
wet. Perfect.
So that's yeah. not good to begin with.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You know, and then asbestos tiling and then tar paper.
Oh, you just Lots live in a big old cancer shack, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good for having all that abuse sitting on top of it.
It's coming along, you know.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
a lot better than it was.
Yeah.
It's presentable, which is nice for people. So.
That's cool. Okay, now we've got some pen and paper.
Yes.
On to more important things than your business.
Like, how does...
Like your business.
Well, the business of hot ladies eating pizza. That's a pretty good business.
That is everybody's business.
We got to come up with the questions that we're going to put on our questionnaire for the pizza girls, the pizza pinup girls. Now, this whole thing's going to eventually lead into us having... Stop doing that. It's echoing in my ears. Stop touching it.
I got it. My feet were on it. They're off it now. We're good.
I always
like
have
a bell.
I was trying to set one of these up, but then it meant like making a really ugly hole in the front of my desk, which I didn't really want to do. So I guess I'm putting up with that for a while. I don't have any other solution. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
Pizza pinup girls.
We have questionnaires for the girls.
Yes.
And we have to figure out what the hell we're going to ask them.
Right.
Pizza-based questions.
I have a couple here.
Let's hear what you got.
All right. I have, and these can change the wording and all that. How much pizza can you cram in your mouth in one sitting?
That's a good one.
It's important to actually love eating pizza. Describe yourself as a pizza topping. If you could be anyone topping, what would you be?
Okay.
Briefly.
I want to be pepperoni.
Pepperoni is my favorite. Why would you be? You have to. Now, this is good. Do an example.
Because I'm always greasy and a bit stiff.
Nice. That works for you.
How's that?
That works very well for you.
Not bad.
The next one's good. Briefly describe your ultimate romantic evening alone with pizza.
Ooh. Romance is in the air with pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. How would you just how like give us an example?
I mean just pretend that the pizza is your lover. Like I come home and there's rose petals on the floor leading to the bathroom where there's candlelit bath and there's a tray floating there in the bathtub and it's this big giant pizza and Whoa. There I am alone naked with a whole greasy, cheesy, blah, 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 pizza. Et cetera.
Sold it for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
What is your favorite position to eat pizza in? Continuing with the obvious sexual metaphor. And then imitate the sexiest way you can eat a slice of pizza, but you have to mime it on stage with the slurp noises must be included.
Yeah. We're going to have to get a hold of some slices of pizza, I suppose, for this, because we were talking about having people... Or having the girls eat it on stage.
Oh, should
eat
that
it
be?
On stage.
Yeah. I'll write that down.
Yes.
Eat a slice as sexy
Eat a slice.
As you can.
What do you think, Derek? What you got any questions that you think we could use for the girls? Think about it. We're judging these women solely on their love of pizza.
Yes.
And, you know, titties and butt and stuff, you know, that too.
I don't know. That's actually kind of tricky.
You don't realize how hard it is to not just be a misogynistic asshole when you're writing stuff for pinup contests.
It is essentially the most misogynistic of contests ever.
But it's great. We've been doing it since the Shakedown. I used to
people have fun with
set
it.
That up, and we had Pinky run that and all that.
The dirty old man.
People
yeah.
like it. Yeah. So I figured, screw it. We're gonna Pittsburgh needs that. You know?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about, the calendar that we're working
right,
on.
Right, yes.
So we're making a pinup calendar with girls and pizza, and maybe in pizza shops, and maybe sponsored by pizza shops.
So they can sell it in their shop.
Yeah, so we'll figure out that whole thing.
PizzaPinupCalendar.com.
.com. Now it's got a little placeholder, so not a lot of information, but check it out anyway.
Will you deliver?
Ooh. We what? Should.
I wonder if we can find out how to get, like, little pizza boxes to put them in.
I can get you little pizza boxes.
Nice.
That would be cool. How do we get lots of them, though?
You order them in bulk from a supplier.
Okay.
I think that's worth it. I think we should.
Yeah. Oh, that could be the thing that they set up in the store.
Oh, set up in a little box
just
with calendars in it.
Just open a little pizza box.
That's good.
Calendars and one sitting up, you know.
There you
be kind of cool.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Awesome. So we'll do that. Okay.
So to get that done.
Let's see. Questions. Questions for the ladies. Should we ask them, like, what their favorite pizza shop is? Is that bad?
To show favoritism? Not really. Yeah, that's not getting bad, to know them.
Extend it and ask them if they prefer mom and pop.
What's your
chain?
Yeah.
Chain brands, you know.
Oh, that's if we just generalize it and say, like, do you like chain pizza for the late night munch fests, or do you like the mom and pops? Pittsburgh pizza joints for gourmetish pizza. Everybody's on their phone or writing.
Nope, I'm writing.
I was making sure I wrote down the note without the look of you need to write this down so you do it later.
Yeah.
So I get a reminder.
No, that's good, because even the Drifters pinup girl things were like, what's your favorite car and what can't you live without? And, you know, getting to know you type questions. It's not all pizza based objectification.
Well, that's still pizza-based.
Yeah.
But, okay, we can have that, and what if we have... Well, I came up with one.
Yeah.
And it was... I think it was probably simple, and you might have already said this. I think it was just... what is your fantasy... let's see, how did I put that? It was something about a fantasy pizza topping that you've never eaten yet before.
I like that.
And it could be anything. It'd be human meat. It could be, you know.
Something not on the market right now.
Yeah. Well, not on the markets that other people can go to. Chundle Manor is a little different. That one's not too bad. They can get creative with that one. I think it would be cool if maybe I'll list these and then... I'll give them, you know, I'll just say, pick your top four questions that you want to answer and answer them below or some shit like that.
You have a house spider crawling around behind you, just so you know.
Weird. Is it a spider or is it a stink bug?
Oh, it's a spider.
Is he on the wall?
Yeah, he's in the corner of the wood panel. Oh, there he goes, up over the edge.
Oh, hi, buddy.
On the edge, on the corner.
He's quick.
Back at you. Yeah?
Wow.
Hi, little spider.
Anyway, distraction over.
It's okay. We haven't seen spiders in a long time in Terminal Manor. I like them, but they kind of don't hang around too long.
I have a spider story real quick. We were talking about our dumbest injuries today at work, and my favorite one, because I don't wear shoes in the house because I'm sort of a hillbilly, we had a spider outside that was, I think, pregnant that you found, and you started yelling, oh my god, get a Tupperware, we gotta save the spider. And because I'm like, oh, okay, I'm running on the sidewalk without shoes on the side of the house, and I slip and skin my knee because I'm fucking 5 years old to get this box for this dumbass spider, which we caught. Yeah, that was...
It was cute.
I'm special. Anyway.
All right.
Back to pizza.
Yep.
Back to pizza.
Yep.
There could be so many different ones. I bet they all kind of sound similar in my head, like...
Yeah.
Well, what topping would you never eat? And, things
had to
like
be
that.
Thrown into a pool of toppings. Which one would be?
Ooh.
Olives, cheese,
ooh.
Sauce. Sauce would be nice.
That's a good one. Yeah, then I could put examples on the form so they get it. Yeah. So, like, molten cheese? What the fuck is wrong with you? You know, that wouldn't be fun.
So, if you were thrown into a pool of toppings, what would you want them to be?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is okay. that what he said? Yeah.
Or,
if.
Yeah, there's gotta be so, a. I word it correctly, I guess.
Yeah, what's the best way to word that? Yeah, let's be sensible about this question.
If there was a pool filled with one topping.
Oh, that's good.
And you were had to jump in, what would you choose it to be?
Okay.
If you could choose one topping that we could fill a pool with and you could float around.
There you go.
What would it be?
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Even if I keep talking, is that going to hurt
no!
you?
No! Don't do it.
There's a lot of dead air on this one. We're all thinking.
We should have drank.
We're right?
Should have.
We don't ramble as much.
No. Damn it. And the Toronto cast is always better when we're drunk. We got really drunk last night and did not sleep very much. So both of us, the entire day at work, my eyes had that stinging, like, just close. Just close. We're good. We don't have to be open.
You don't want to see this.
So tonight, I can't. I feel like I can't bring myself to do it.
No, that's fine. We got to take a night off once in a while.
No, I'm craving drinking a lot of water. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're in a food coma over there.
Well, my night also was pretty bad. I was out drinking for Cinco de Mayo. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know.
And birthday. Happy birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday. Birthday podcast.
Yay.
So enthusiastic.
Yeah. I'm still sleepy. Yeah. And I just ate macaroni and cheese, so. And describe what you just ate.
Oh, it's 3 half-pound patties with, was it a pulled pork sandwich on top of that? Onion rings.
Good Lord.
Coleslaw. What do they call those little crunchy stick fry things?
Yeah.
Top of that. And then lettuce pickled. Tomato, onion, you know.
Then the standard inch
of whatever they throw on top of a burger normally.
Yeah. Could you even get it in your mouth, or was it...
No, I kind of had to eat it like a bear trying to get into a big beehive. I just kind of eat around the hole and get it around the sides of it. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Damn. I can't eat sandwiches like that anymore because the
mustache.
They're
just frustrating. Well, yeah, your mustache, too.
Because then... It's just all the fuck over. I have to go to the bathroom and then wash.
You take a bath after eating.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster.
My mom used to say, "How are you ever going to go on a date with a girl? You eat so messy." And that has fucked me up for the rest of my life. I don't
like messy.
I still don't like
nothing
to be seen.
A good complex. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like people seeing me eat. Feed. Don't watch me feed. You might not like what you see.
Is this good?
I'm definitely cutting that fucking silence.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, man.
Well, let's take a tiny break and we'll write some stuff down.
All right.
And then we'll shoot back on for a couple minutes and that'll be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pause. We'll all go off into our respective corners. Bye. Microphone is the worst thing in the world. Okay, and we're back. We've got a few questions saved up. How about Velda? What's your first question?
First question is, if you could eat a pizza off of anyone's body, what kind of pizza and who would it be?
That's not a bad one. So then you'd have to gauge whether you want it to be a greasy pizza or not.
Yeah.
Right. And then they're going to go, well, I'm vegan, so... And then I just shove her off the stage.
No.
That's how I see them.
No.
No? No? No, I see that?
Okay.
No. Derek?
Have you ever eaten pizza crust first?
Ooh, that's good.
What's the... Is it Pizza Hut that made that an advertisement? With the stuffed crust?
Did they start the stuffed crust?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I think they did start it.
Yeah.
Way back
then. They definitely cornered the market on advertising it, that's for sure.
That is for sure.
If we all think they started it, then they win.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah. Mine was, what would you do for a good pizza? Most extreme. That's what I wrote, but I'd word it better.
Yeah, as in, like, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Exactly. But I thought that'd be good. You know, because I'd suck a giant fat cock or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill, pizza edition. Go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I like that.
I'm excited about that.
How could I word that so I didn't have to say the word fuck?
Right,
Thrombo
like,
warned me
love,
about
love, marry, kill.
Yeah, love, marry, kill. That's good.
Okay.
Everyone knows when they say love in a song, it means fuck.
Yeah, I suppose so. Derek, what's your next one? These guys
what's
got.
What's the longest you've ever waited for delivery?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one. Is then eventually you just want to give up.
I turned a guy down after him showing up 2 hours late.
What really? The fuck? What was his
as
excuse?
As we were walking out the door to go to Granny's.
Yeah.
Wow,
I was like,
what a
no, we're going to go get some food. I was like, we'll be there in 10 minutes. We'll be fed in 5 more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that 2 hour old pizza.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, we're past the days of you'll have your pizza in 30 minutes or less. I don't think anybody does that shit anymore.
I don't think they give a shit anymore.
No, they don't care. There's no pizza shops around here that will deliver. I mean, other than the chain one, the two chain ones,
right?
Three chain ones, but
there's one down. It's from downtown or Oakland, maybe. But it will deliver.
Yeah.
As far as
Bellino,
Millvale.
Pizza Bellino, right?
No, I don't know.
That one gets us, and they're in Squirrel Hill.
But it delivers all the way until 3 a.m.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I think ours goes till 1. That's
so
way better.
I'll wait 2 hours for a pizza at 1:00 a.m.
Yes, you will, because you're desperate.
I'm not going to put up with that crap at dinner time.
These guys had like 5 questions, and my brain was not working because I was trying to organize where we're going to be at Pizza Fest. Mine was pretty simple. It's what is your beverage of choice while pizza-ing?
That was one of mine.
Yeah?
Oh, nice.
So
nice. That's a good one.
One of mine off.
Nice.
What is your guilty pleasure pizza topping or condiment that no one knows about? Like with something weird like honey or something fucked up.
Yeah, we have like ketchup we'll put on some pizzas and stuff. Yeah, that would be a good question to ask. Derek?
Fold your pizza in half.
Ooh.
That's a good one. See, he's got... that's what I was telling them.
I tried to keep mine PG. You said it was PG, so...
I did the opposite.
I mean, I would definitely like to hear some of the answers for Fuck, Marry, Kill, but...
Yeah.
That relies on the audience being PG, not so much you.
True.
Yeah. It
takes the responsibility out of your hands.
Now, would you guys think that would be one that I should ask the girls, or one that they should have enough time to think about and write down?
I think that should be a thing about right.
Because I like
they
the idea.
Write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I like the idea of putting them on the spot. But yeah, that could work. My last one is: have you eaten a whole pizza? I'm always curious who does that.
Yeah.
That's like a large.
All the time.
You know? Yeah. me and my dad used to make pizza every single Friday growing up since I was 2 years old, and when I was 15 up until whatever, or whatever. He'd make me my own pizza, and then I'd bet him. I'd say, Dad, I bet you I can eat this whole pizza, and he'd give me the money even if I failed. But it was always like
you learn no lessons at all.
No,
you spoiled little brat.
It was always like 2 pieces were left, or like 1 little piece or some shit.
He's
and I'm like,
well,
ooh,
your stomach's gonna explode. I should give you $20.
Yeah,
hand the dog on the table real quick.
I have one more non-PG question. If you and another girl were wrestling in molten pizza toppings, how would you win?
Oh.
And it's okay to fight dirty.
Well, that's PG-ish, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Kids don't know there's something sexual
about that.
Yeah!
I mean...
That's not if you whip out your tits and, you know, shove your fingers up another girl's vagina, then what type of pizza would your fingers smell? You know, that's not one that I'm going to ask.
Yeah, no, don't ask obviously. That.
Sardines.
There you go.
Awesome.
Thick or thin crust?
Oh, I thought about asking that. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh, thick, thin, or stuffed? Well, no, because then that everybody's gonna pick stuffed, right? So we'll go with thick.
Not necessarily.
Thin crust.
I mean, I would.
I don't know, but I like the double entendre in that one too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
thick,
a good question.
Thin or stuffed?
That could be one that you ask right away.
Yeah, one that I ask on stage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to prepare and write all these down. I've got a little pizza bow tie that I'm going to wear.
Hell yes.
And I got a like a red newsman jacket.
Ron Burgundy jacket.
Oh, nice.
You know, I was going to say I need to have a turtleneck, but I don't know where to even find a turtleneck right now.
Goodwill.
Yeah.
Ew.
Salvation Army.
You're going to put a thing over your head that's been really tight over somebody else's head and face and mouth.
But I need it like...
eyes.
Now, I need a place that I can just go and pick one up, though.
Well, thrift store. I mean, try.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, Walmart or Target sells them. Not this time of year.
Yeah. This time of year. But you can get anything out of season at those places.
Absolutely.
Racks.
That's true.
You can get winter trench coats right now.
Yes.
For $5.
There's
yes.
that one down the street. Maybe I can try popping in there after
yeah,
work tomorrow.
Yeah, the Swissvale one? Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Get to the church.
Gotta get to the church.
What do we have going on tomorrow? I might
Nothing.
Need a turtleneck.
Nothing.
Derek, do you have any more? Is that your last one?
How well do you tip your delivery drivers?
Oh.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Are you a good tipper?
Yeah, something
you
with
do
tip.
Do not give a shit.
That's good.
Make merch signs. No. I need to do anything. Oh, that echoed too.
Do you have any more? I'm out.
I'm out.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're out, and we made that our short little interlude talking about Pizza Fest, which is coming up this weekend.
Go to Pizza Fest.
Go to Pizza Fest. It'll be fun. And or, you know, I won't get this podcast out before that. So whatever.
Pizza Fest was great, and you missed it, you stingy
you
bastard.
Fucking loser.
If you go for nothing else, there's still pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pizza.
Yeah. It you
doesn't
know,
matter what else is going on.
You've guaranteed.
There's fucking yeah. pizza. Let's just call it pizza.
It's,
this time,
go,
this
let's
place,
go to pizza.
Go to pizza.
It's part of Spring It On or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In Arsenal Park. And I looked at the map that they sent out where everything's going to be. And Pizza Fest is a small portion of it. But it's in the only pizza-shaped section of the park.
Is that intentional? Because that's great.
I don't know, but I love it.
Oh, that's so great.
It's just going to be pizza vendors from all over the place.
Fuck yeah.
And we're excited to go. Hopefully they'll give us free pizza. Since we're
it
like
would be a crime if they
part
did.
Of it, yeah.
I have a dress that's printed like pizza and an umbrella that's printed like pizza. And if that doesn't get me a free slice...
Yeah. Well, I don't
that's
know.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Well, also, we made the trophy for the pizza guys.
Yeah.
So if they want to impress us, they better give me lots
we
of
we take
free
bribes.
Pizza.
We take food-based bribes.
So many bribes we will take... I'm gonna feel like you after that burger today, shoving all that pizza all up in me.
And it's disgusting, but I do want to get home to that cheesecake too. So, I'm very excited for it. I still got another couple hours of my birthday, so I still have some time to be a glutton.
Yes.
Well, thank you, folks, for joining us for our little brainstorming discussion. It was a lot less interesting than I thought it was gonna be. But you suffered through it and came out the other end much not better than you came into it. So enjoy the fact that we've just ruined your soul and made you think completely about pizza. Now go ahead, order your favorite pizza from your favorite pizza shop, shove a whole wad of cash into the driver's hand, and dip your face or balls into that pizza grease. Enjoy, folks. From Trundle Manor, I'm Mr. Arm.
I'm Vella Devon Minx.
And I'm Derek.
Good evening. Well, I do think that those saucy interludes should work fine. They might give us a roundup of the best. They sure made me hungry. Anyway. Well, now we've talked a lot about what's been going on this Trundlecast. We've also talked about what we're about to do. Not too much, though. That gets dangerous. I hear tell that the Pizza Fest actually happened in the midst of us making all of these recordings. Why don't we have a bit of news for the matter itself? The attic, precisely. We've got a few inhabitants locked in there at all times. I wonder what they'll come up with. Let's hear some news.
My days and nights that once were filled with heaven, with you away, how empty they have grown.
Now for a Trundle Manor news brief. Stocks of new projects and ideas are high at Trundle Manor, while the concept of social interaction dwindles to a crawl. Alcohol, once used as a social lubricant, has been having less and less of an effect on the inhabitants of this once proud household. Have the Trundles forgotten how to drink? More on this at their next function. Our senior newscaster was recently interviewing people at a local pizza fest a few weeks ago, so let's take a listen to just a few sound bites that he's picked up.
This is our senior news reporter at Trundle Manor, and I'm standing next to Valda von Minx, the other half of Trundle Manor itself. We're here at Pizza Fest, and we're trying to get some sort of sound bites out of everybody involved. What do you have to say for your involvement?
Well, hello. I'm very excited to be here at Pizza Fest. We're excited to run the pizza pinup contest and sell all sorts of horribly wonderful pizza-related items.
Pizza more.
Pizza, 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 pizza. All we love is pizza. I'm so hard right now. Huh? I'm pizzaing so hard right now.
There you have it, folks. She's pizzaing very hard right now. And that is it for Valda von Minx. We might hear from her a little later. Why are you here at Pizza Fest?
My girlfriend April Johnson has a little company called A-Bomb April, and she makes crafts, jewelry and stuff like that, oven mitts. Yeah, we're here to try to see if we can make some money.
Sounds good. Is she going to join up for the pizza pinup contest?
You bet, yeah. She made a dress for it and everything, so yep, she'll be there.
That's the kind of people that we like to see here, and the guy's supporting her too. So that's it for Jason. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Why are you here for Pizza Fest?
Well, because I'm hungry for lunchtime, and, I saw it in the city paper, and there was a lot to offer here and a lot of events and all kinds of fun stuff, but basically pizza.
So what's your favorite pizza, then? I want to get it for both of you. How about that?
Well, actually, I don't know any of the Lawrenceville pizzas.
Just your type of pizza.
A standard good cheese pizza, good sauce. I don't like a sweet sauce, you know, more of a, spicy, more of a standard, I'm going to say, Italian sauce.
Okay, how about you?
Same. Spicy sauce and hot banana peppers.
That's a good sound bite. Thanks, folks. Okay, let's get a sound clip by the one true Helga on Pizza Fest.
Pizza is the new zombie.
Ooh, that's a slap to the face. But hey, I can eat pizza. I might not want to eat a zombie. Pizza Fest started and run by our lovely Zombo. And if you just give us like a little sound bite real quick.
Oh, absolutely. I could not even remotely even do this without Trundle Manor. I'm just saying.
Stop being nice to us.
It's like pizza. I'm like the crust. You guys are like the sauce, the anchovies, and the cheese.
I don't mind being the sauce on top of your crust, my friend. It's fine. It's fine.
Thank you.
Well, that was pretty redundant. I guess he isn't ready for the field just yet.
Screw you chair-hogging bitch! I've got more talent in my cock than you do in that whole gorge you call a pussy!
We're still on the air, you idiot! We apologize for that inappropriate outburst and return you...
Fuck you!
to the Trundle Cast.
Well, here we are for another interview at Pizza Fest with two of our good friends, Spaz and Melissa. If you guys want to give us a little sound bite for Pizza Fest, I'd love that for the Trundle Cast. Spaz?
I love anchovies.
Well, that one was a bit racy, even for my ears. That senior news analyst needs to have something checked, rechecked, and possibly removed. But that's not up to me. That's it for this Trundlecast, folks. I'm going to allow him to say a few more things. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you come back. And I'm glad you stayed. Well, good evening.
Welcome to Velda's Movie Trivia Vault, where I share obscure bits of film antiquity for all of you movie vultures who live in the past just as much as we do. Today's question is, what classic Universal horror movie did Gloria Stewart, the old lady from Titanic, co-star in? And we'll be back with the answer next week. Thank you, Trundle Files.
Not bad for jumping back into it, don't you think, my Trundle Files? I can feel my arteries hardening just listening to that drivel. We want to thank Derek for helping us muddle through the daunting task of what to ask beautiful people during Pizza Fest, and Zombo for facilitating the whole mess. Without that piece of Pittsburgh royalty, we would all be a lot less entertained and just a little bit healthier. Tune in a week when the Trundlecast hopefully unveils the ghostly reason our Trundlecam has been down recently. Is it paranormal? Yes! While you're waiting, visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to see a list of all of our future events, like gallery shows and movie nights, or book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages to get a glimpse into the lives of its inhabitants. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into their search boxes. Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the Trundlecast at TrundleManor.com. We may even read them right here. Now get out your puke bucket and cover your face in shame as you shovel slice after slice of pizza into your drooling maw, because we know that not listening to my voice can drive you mad with loneliness. Until the next Trundlecast.